Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Hey! Thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Bang, bang. Bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, bang.
Messed up, man.
I could guarantee you they're talking about what happened, what I drove through earlier on Eyewitness.
On the old 210.
Watch.
Yeah, let's find it out.
Let's see.
Oh, no, that's right here.
405. There you 405. Go. There it is. Is it 405 or?
That's right here. Not far from here. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports
Radio. That's the one Lee was trying to avoid.
Yeah.
So there's more than one, or maybe that's the one. I don't know.
For those of you listening across the country, we were trying to figure out, LeVar passed by a pretty bad wreck, so we're trying to see if it was going to show up here.
It was so bad. Thoughts and prayers, man.
I'll just say this. Like, if you're still out there driving drunk, get a clue, man. Not smart. Not a good move. And you just put a lot of people in jeopardy. Like, get an Uber, get a cab. Like, what? There's options now. Use your Chevrolets, whatever it takes. Get to where you need to go, but stay off the roads. Because I saw some people driving in that they look like.
I didn't even think about. I didn't even put that together. Like, now that you're saying it, like, man, people was getting ripped.
Just dumb.
Yeah, but, man, that was a bad one. Yeah. I'm telling you, that one was bad. That was a bad one. That was a bad one. That's the worst I've ever seen with my own two eyes.
Yeah.
And I've seen some pretty bad ones.
That's rough. Yeah. Well, listen, here's what else is rough.
What else?
We kind of thought about this because as we were, you know, we finished last hour talking about the Tom Brady roast. And we were wondering, all right, so when he does this roast, What is it going to look like, and who's going to be in attendance? And you had former Patriots players, you had some guys from the Bucks that were there, but you had Edelman, Gronk, you know, Tom Brady's good buddies, his crew there. You had Kim Kardashian was there for some reason.
I mean, everybody need to get in on the exposure of it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Mean, that's a ton of exposure you could get doing that.
You had Belichick, who was there. You know, he took a shot at Rob Gronkowski.
Imagine
you had, like,
that after party.
Oh, God. I mean, they were partying on stage and having a good time. Belichick was up there with Robert Kraft. And we played the sound, you know, of the, you know, Robert Kraft toasting to Belichick or whatever. And Belichick made a joke about how, you know, this is Tom Brady's roast, not to be confused with the roast that Apple TV did on our on our dynasty.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you got that in there.
Yeah,
huh?
and because that's what it turned into, and that's why so many people were upset. And Robert Kraft, who is, you know, Kraft LLC on the credits, like that was his thing. And so him having to come out afterwards and then having to do a shot on stage with Belichick, like he's really trying
to repair his image.
Yeah, because it's not.
And good for Tom Brady helping him. Like, he gave him a platform for him to be able to try to help him.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you think about it, he gave Belichick an opportunity to have his moment.
And
good for Tom Brady.
And we kind of made this point last week. It is interesting to see how the tide has turned on Belichick to where now you're like, well, like, it's gone from Belichick's the guy who's the problem, who's the guy who's the issue in New England, to, well, if he doesn't work... And or if he goes somewhere and has success and Tom Brady goes somewhere and has success, the guy left there holding the bag is going to be Robert Kraft, because they're going to look at Robert Kraft and say, OK, well, maybe it's you who couldn't do it without those guys. And if they go and have success elsewhere. And that was sort of what Belichick had speculated with. So just from my eyes, I looked at it and it didn't seem like Belichick was really in on the whole let's be buddy buddy with Robert Kraft again. Albert Breer's kind of laid that all out, you know, and has talked about how those two guys were at odds and their relationship started to deteriorate later on in the years in their run in New England, and they didn't really interact all that much. And so you wondered, would Robert Kraft show up? And he did. And then you wondered, was anybody going to go there with Robert Kraft? Was anybody going to make the joke? And somebody made the joke, and it was Jeffrey Ross, who's the roast master of roast masters. So let's take a listen to Jeffrey Ross, a little shout out and a tribute to our old good buddy, Bobby Orchids, who was there on stage at the Tom Brady roast on Netflix.
He said, "I'm the best decision your organization has ever made." Would you like a massage?
Oh, no.
I love Robert Kraft.
Tom Brady came up to him after Jeffrey Ross said, you know, I told Tom Brady, "You're the best decision I've ever made. Would you like a massage?"
Dang.
And Tom Brady came up to Jeffrey Ross and said, "Don't say that S again." So Dang. Of all the jokes you could make at a roast where everybody got it, the massage joke was the one that triggered Brady the most?
There must be one. There must be a reason.
I mean, what?
I don't know, but there must be a reason.
Like of all the jokes,
there must be a reason, bro. Like, you got to think, when you do things like that, when you do shows like this, there is 100% an agenda for doing the show. For Tom Brady, for whoever's involved, there is a 100% consensus agenda for doing the show. So regardless of anything else, you have to stay within the parameters of what this agenda is. If you take it out of the parameters, I don't care how funny it is, I don't care what you think it is, you can't do it. You gotta what's wrong with you, man?
Bow and arrow.
Okay, Orchids.
Bow and arrow at 8 after the hour.
You don't need no bow or no arrow, Lee. And the way you was holding it, you 100% are shooting the wrong person, if at all, with the arrow, by the way. Like, and the fact that you can mess it up with an air bow and arrow tells me everything I need to know. You got to stay within the parameters of what the agenda is. And clearly, that was not a part of what they wanted the agenda to be, you know, connected to.
See, I was kind of thinking this. Jeffrey Ross is a comedian. He does these. And if anybody's ever seen, like, the celebrity roast, it is some of the most offensive
comedy material. It's a roast.
Yeah, and it's
meant to be as offensive as you can possibly be.
Look, if anybody wants to know what a roast is like, just YouTube Greg Giraldo and some of the jokes he made to Warren Sapp, to Pamela Anderson, to, like, all those jokes that are out there. And yeah, Greg Giraldo passed. I don't know why Lee's so thrilled with it, but he did pass away. But he was one of the great roasters. And if you turn on, like, at David Hasselhoff's roast, like, people are getting annihilated. Like, not drunk, annihilated. And you're going as personal as you can get. And I wonder if Jeffrey Ross, who comes from that culture, probably knew what the parameters were. But I wonder if while he's doing this and putting it together, he's like, so wait a second. I'm a comedian, and I've got these guys trying to tell me and dictate the one joke in one place I can't go as a comedian at a roast, and probably thought, yeah, I'll try and squeeze this one in. You know, I'll get this one in, subtle jab, nice little, you know, you are the best decision I ever made, pause. Would you like a massage?
That's really good.
And Brady, you can see Brady look over at Robert Kraft, who was sitting over to the other side of the stage, and I just wonder what Robert Kraft's expression was or what his reaction was, because Belichick thought it was hilarious. Everybody else thought it was hilarious, except for Tom Brady. He was not happy about it.
You got to assume that part of Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft being there was just certain things that they – and that probably was one of the on the list of don't do's, and he did it anyway.
Would you like massage?
Best decision he made, huh? Was that Orchids of Asia? Dang. It's cold blooded. Hey, so man, there was a better player in there than Tom Brady, huh?
It's a roast.
A better facilitator a better play caller than Bill Belichick, you know.
Right, like
a better receiver.
It's a roast, man. Like, I, you know, this is what happens. You know, you sign up for these things, and if you are sensitive or there's something in your past you don't want brought up, I can assure you this. Let's clear this up. Deshaun Watson will never have a roast. Okay, like, can we just go ahead and make that clear? Like,
that'd be the greatest roast in history of all time.
Everybody would sign up for it.
That'd be the easiest one.
Easiest material on the planet.
Easy material.
Yeah. So that is the what went down on Netflix on Tom Brady's roast. And hey, you know, probably some hurt feelings, but a lot of cocktails afterwards and a lot of fun to be had. And if you were wondering whether or not it was going to go soft or PG, definitely was not. We've tried to play as much of it that we possibly can without getting fired. But, you know, fun stuff.
I'm not in it. If y'all mess up and play the wrong soundbite, I had nothing to do with it.
I didn't do it.
If y'all all up out of here, I'm going to still come back. I'm going to make it through this. The
I
Holocaust.
Am too.
Yeah. The radio one, by the way. Oh, my gosh. You're going to dump that? A nuclear? Hello? You go, I just hit it. My words are my words, okay, man. That was not a bad one.
Okay,
but no, you know what? Safer than sorry.
Yeah, I got you.
Now that I'm really thinking about
all
it.
Good.
I didn't put nuclear or comedic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it's a roast, man.
Yeah.
Bad stuff
And
happens.
I just roasted, and I might have got roasted just now. Okay, all right.
Bad stuff happens at roasts.
All right.
You know, it's not safe.
Can people hear us now?
Yeah.
Are we back on?
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
Yeah, we're good. Two pros
we're
and a cup
up.
Of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up next here, though, from the TireRack.com studio. Speaking of roast, if you want the opposite of one, it happened over the weekend in the NFL. We will explain right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield
windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
It's just so good, man. Oh, man. Jeff Ross just goes rogue just for a second.
Oh, he had to pull him back. Hey, Brady had to pull him back in.
He's like, I got to color outside the line just once.
Yeah,
just
out. He went outside the line. Bad to the bone.
That's just weird that of all the things at Tom Brady's roast, the one mention of Robert Kraft's massage parlor adventure is the thing that got Tom Brady the most hot.
I'm just saying.
Like, that's the one.
There's a no-fly zone that's generally created.
Oh, jeez. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up a little over 20 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. It is a Monday tradition, the FSR IR. That'll be yours here again on Fox Sports Radio.
He did tell Kim Kardashian that she was worried about her kids being with their dad.
Hey, Lorena, do we have that one?
I mean, which one is worse? Getting a massage? Right, like, right. Maybe Kim Kardashian should have came up to Tom Brady and whispered in his ear, don't say that S again, dog. Like, stay away from that.
So this was Tom Brady and shots fired at Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian, thank you so much for being here. I know Kim was terrified to be here tonight, not because of this, but because her kids are home with their dad.
I mean, Kim would have been well within her rights to get up, walk up in his ear in front of a microphone and whisper into his ear in the microphone, hey, Tom, don't say that again. Don't say that again.
So look,
I'm just saying.
All right. Everything,
what's good for the goose should be good for the gander. You know?
Oh, man.
That's what they say.
So that was fun. We'll have more from the Tom Brady roast coming up later on in the show here on Fox Sports Radio. Because, I mean, let's be honest here. It beats breaking down the Lakers or Clippers. So if you are a fan joining us here on the West Coast, don't worry. L.A. basketball just not existed at this point in time. So we will have more good times.
Well,
more
there's
fun
TVs
with the
in LA.
Roast. Yeah, there is that. Yeah, you can watch that. If you want to see good basketball.
Yeah, you want to see some good basketball, there's TVs.
Just can't see it in person.
They just ain't playing here.
Right.
Yikes.
So speaking of the opposite of a roast, you know, it's like a feel good reception and whatnot. And I know you've talked about this before, like what Caleb Williams is walking into in Chicago and how it, you know, it isn't, you know, people look at it and they go, the history, all of that stuff. He showed up at Wrigley Field this weekend for a Cubs game.
Yep.
They showed him
a ton of love.
Like they just, and they didn't even like pan on him for that long. That place went nuts. Yeah. And it was the biggest crowd I think they've had all year at Wrigley thus far. It was their first time they were playing a division opponent. So you had, like, you know, the people from Milwaukee who drove in. Like, it was a great atmosphere all weekend there. They showed him for a few seconds, and it was like the entire place turned around, and it was like seeing a full-blown celebrity for the first time encounter caught on camera. Like, people were going nuts for this guy. He hasn't played a snap. I don't even think he's signed his contract yet, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's great for the sport. I think it's great for the town, for the city. I think it's a great, it has the potential to be a great story and a great aspect. But with great storylines, they don't always go the way that there's, like for instance, all right, let me give you a great example. Snow White. No, let's not go Snow White. Let's go.
We don't want to lose Lee, so let's go Snow White.
Let's go Cinderella. Cinderella is she's a better one, all right? Like, you got to go through some adversity before you can get, like, you know, the mom, she didn't want what's her name? Cinderella to outshine her daughter, so she put her up in the attic, and she, you know, was playing
Rapunzel.
Around. No, that's a different one. I'm talking about Cinderella. Rapunzel's, that's nah, we can't use Rapunzel.
What are you laughing at, Lorena?
Because I know these movies.
Hey,
right?
Lorena, can you help out here at least?
Rapunzel was being hidden away by her.
I get it. He's up in a tower. He's thinking tower.
Rapunzel. Well, you know? Rapunzel was up in the tower with the
hair. No. Cinderella was up in the attic, too. She was put upstairs in the attic. I know my stories, right? So, anyway. I got daughters. I'm a daughter dad. So anyway, the point is that they're like, where is he going with this? The point I'm trying to make is Cinderella had to overcome some adversity, right? For her to be seen the way that she needed to be seen. The storyline takes you away from her and what she's going to end up being once the clock hit midnight, right? She had her gold slipper. She had the carriage. She looked like she was a person of means and came from status, and everything was supposed to work out until it struck midnight. I don't know that the Chicago Bears team or organization is in the right place for the story to start off fast. It's already the storyline is in play. Caleb Williams comes to town. They have a great draft. They have a strong offseason. This means that there should be a renewal of excitement. There should be an entrance of success that takes place with Caleb Williams' arrival in Chicago. That is the storyline. That's what's set up. But what will be the conflict? What will be the conflict, and what will end up being the rise to the climax of what the movie, what the storyline presents? Because then that's where you're going to know, will he? They asked him the question, could he handle adversity? He said he's handled adversity several times throughout his career and even named examples. But the biggest thing about when you have the whole saying of much is required, much is given, much is required – Caleb Williams he's earned it, but he's been given the key to Chicago, the city, already. And now, with him being given that key, what will he do with it? And if there is adversity, and there will be adversity, how is he going to handle that? Because just as quickly as a mob and a fan base will cheer you on and you hear the roars of how excited they are, They also can be the boos, and they can also be the what the hell is this. They can also be very, very critical and very, very unforgiving, especially in a city like Chicago. That's one of those markets. Like when I talked about Russell Wilson going to Pittsburgh, that's one of those markets. They'll show you love. Like, we love you. Today, we love you. But let you mess up my Sunday too many times. You mess up my Sundays too many times, and I'm going to show you how I feel. And to me, how will he handle that? How will this team handle that if that's what takes place?
And look, to your point, we've seen that. I mean, look in Philly. Like, Nick Sirianni has been fantastic as a head coach.
And he has one bad moment.
Like, he had to, like, sell himself to ownership in the offseason just to keep his job. They were just in a Super Bowl, nearly won a Super Bowl. They've been to the playoffs every single year. He, like, his winning percentage since he's been in Philly is amongst the top in the NFL, amongst every single coach. And Nick Sirianni in Philly had to almost sell himself again to ownership to make sure he kept his job this offseason.
And, and they had to sell themselves to the fan base.
Yeah, it's wild. I also look at it like this with the Caleb Williams stuff in Chicago. When I see the reaction and reception he got at Wrigley Field, sitting there in a press box, when they pan over to him and the place is going nuts. Like, if, you know, a 2-year-old catches a foul ball line drive with his bare hands. Like, I mean, the place was going nuts. And I see that reaction. I go, all of the stuff that we were hearing before the draft about, well, he may not want to go there and he might just go back to college and he might force them to do this. And what a bunch of crap. I think he looks at it and goes, yeah, I know it hasn't been done here. From a quarterback standpoint, they're the only team in the NFL that's never had a 4,000-yard passer in a season, which is wild to think about in a passing league. They haven't won a Super Bowl in, what are we talking about, 40 years? Coming up on 40 years, they haven't won a Super Bowl.
They've made an appearance, though.
Yeah, and in 06 and 07. But I look at it and I go, I think Caleb Williams recognizes, yeah, but if I win one here, that's almost like winning two or three elsewhere. Because it hasn't happened in amazing, a long-ass time.
It's an amazing market, and when you look at the history, they have never had a true bona fide franchise quarterback.
If you get it done in Chicago at quarterback for the Bears, and you're that guy that everybody says he is, and everybody is anticipating him being, he goes to another level. Like, he's in the rarefied air of Chicago sports 100%. Athletes.
He's in the rarefied air of athletes, period, yes. If he does it in Chicago.
Like, I wonder, with his sort of understanding and his self-awareness to impact and, you know, how, like, what he can do in certain spots and how he can influence a game and all that stuff. Like, and I've read some stuff about him and just sort of how he is as a teammate. And when he went to the Heisman award ceremony, he took all his offensive linemen, made sure they all came with him, had everything, you know, they all, you know, got everything taken care of. They all flew out there. I think he looks at this, and the more he's there, the more he's going to realize, man, what an opportunity to be the one to get it done there. Because look,
what athlete doesn't realize that when they get drafted?
But I think there's certain places where it's different. Like when the Red Sox finally won a World Series, man, the guys who were part of that World Series team.
But listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm telling you. What athlete that gets drafted doesn't think that about their team for themselves?
Yeah, but you don't think that there's a different level of celebration in places where it's not happened before?
Not for the player. Not for the player. The player looks at it from the standpoint of, if they're drafted in the type of situation where they're a first-round draft pick, a number one for that team as a draft pick, the fanfare that comes along with you getting drafted, that's exactly what you're thinking. That's exactly what you're supposed to be thinking, is that look at this golden opportunity for me to come in as a top draft pick, which means – our success is going to be directly attributed to my acquisition, and that means something amazing if we win. That's universal. But the stakes is what I think you're hitting on. The stakes are so high for Caleb Williams. High stakes, like Andrew Luck stakes, like John Elway stakes, like the stakes are tremendously high for Caleb Williams. And that's where what you're saying actually comes into play, because the amount of attention that is going to be paid to Caleb Williams and what he does is going to be at a feverish pitch before we even get to the first game.
You know, it's funny because you bring up the Andrew Luck, because that's, you know, one of the comps, because they talk about generational talents and they point to Andrew Luck, John Elway, Trevor Lawrence, Caleb Williams is the next in line when it comes to that. Like, Andrew Luck, like, there was expectations And it was because Peyton Manning had just been there.
Yep.
Like, they had a great – they won a Super Bowl.
It was like they got rid of – it's like almost like we got rid of Peyton Manning to bring in Andrew Luck.
And you know what's wild about it, too? Because everybody understood it because Peyton Manning's neck issues and all that, and they were going to go in a different direction. Peyton Manning had a better run post-Indianapolis than Andrew Luck had in Indianapolis.
Yeah, he got a Super Bowl.
Like, and went to another one.
And went to another one, yeah.
And I've always thought that was interesting because whenever you hear about, you know, Peyton Manning and him, you know, representing a team or having some sort of a relation, it's always with Denver. It's almost like we don't even think about his time in Indianapolis, and he was there way longer than he was in Denver.
Of course he was.
And so, like, Andrew Luck took that over, and it was like, well, you know, they just had success. And it felt
never
different.
Won a Super Bowl. Yeah. Never played in a Super Bowl, never made it to a Super Bowl.
And but it felt different because they still had that success kind of lingering. Whereas, you know, if you're Caleb Williams and you get to some place like John Elway, comparison.
But here's the
point. They never got a Super Bowl before John Elway.
That's fair.
And then finally got one years
later.
Here's
the point with the whole idea of how big the stakes are. The Colts did win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And the Colts did have success. And the Colts, it's a good market, but they know what it is to have a franchise quarterback even before Peyton Manning. You think about Trevor Lawrence, and that's a good comp. You bring up Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, largely in part for what the fanfare said, has been a disappointment. Like, there have been highs for him,
yeah.
But there certainly hasn't been that differentiator of what represents a generational talent at the position.
Agreed.
He has not transitioned into being that player.
Agreed.
But the market allows for him to not be that guy. He doesn't have to be. He's not even right now the best quarterback to ever play in the history of that franchise. It's Mark Brunell, hands down.
Damn.
It is. And he hasn't even transitioned into being the top tier of franchise quarterbacks in the league.
We're just going to dismiss Blake Bortles like he didn't exist.
Yes, we are. We're going to dismiss you We're going to stay with my man Mark Brunell.
By the way, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, yeah.
Blake Bortles said one time, he said that he got a Tesla so that he would avoid having to get gas because he would always go into a gas station and get chew. So in order to stop his dipping habit, he got a Tesla.
That's
so he didn't have to. Well, and he said now he finds himself just driving straight to a gas station and walking in without filling up. Well, like, you're so hooked on Copenhagen. Yeah, that you're like, man, I got to get a Tesla. There's a workaround here. Well, it's got to be an electronic car.
At least he had a consistent habit.
there is that.
Because he didn't win. His habit wasn't winning.
But your point on
it's a smaller market.
Yeah.
It's a market that is forgiving because it's not that type of brand. It's not that type of personality connected to that franchise. But you go to a place like Pittsburgh and play for the Steelers. You go to a place like Philly and play for the Eagles or to the Giants or the Jets or to the Bears. You got to deal with a fan base that will fight you in the streets. If you're the reason why their team isn't winning, they'll fight you. I remember the first time I was in New York and I'm leaving the game. I just signed 100 autographs and 101. And F you. Go back to Washington. Like, bro, I just like right. Like they'll sell you out quick. Hardcore market fan bases. You want to know what it is? You can never do enough.
I heard Joakim Noah was on Dan Le Batard's podcast, and I heard him say, he's like, yeah, man, he's all signing with the Knicks, signing in New York. That was a big deal, but it's not so much fun when you're 6'11 and your team stinks and you're not playing well.
They will eat you up.
He goes, you're just walking around and people are not happy with
then
you.
Then you go, look, then you go out. You go out on the town and y'all all go into the same areas. So you'll see the teams of relevance versus the teams that aren't relevant. And it is day and night the way you're treated. You'll see, okay, sir, come here. Mr. Strahan, come over, da-da-da, this, da-da. When I first got there, we was walking around. I'm looking at Jets. They're standing in the line. We walking right in. Like, they're like, oh, your table's over here, sir. We looking at the Knicks. It's like, man, like, what's up, bro? Like,
Chaz is looking at you like, can you get me in?
Hey, man, we play in the same stadium.
Can you get me in? Hey, bro, they are unforgiving when you lose.
Oh, man.
So he and the hardest part of all of this is we're talking about it in singular player terms, right? Everybody we're bringing up. But it's actually such a team-driven sport. It's such a culture-driven sport. So if there is something wrong with the culture in Chicago, which it seems like there might be, if there's something wrong with the team and how they're doing things, which it could be, then Caleb Williams is only going to be as good as the environment will allow for him to be. He's only going to get as big as that tank is going to allow for him to be able to get. It's really based off of so many other determining factors.
Yeah.
And that's what's crazy is that we place these athletes in these impossible scenarios that they have to navigate that they have absolutely no control over. And you'll look at him and you'll say, oh, he's underperforming. Oh, he's not as good as we thought he was going to be. Oh, he's a bust. And it's everything to do with how that organization is ran, what they're doing, what the coach is doing, what the owner is doing, what the GM is doing. There's so many different reasons why things could go wrong for a player like Caleb Williams. And it's going to be interesting to see if he can handle the adversity to trying to actually get to a place of where this team is competitive enough to be a Super Bowl competing team.
Man, but if he does it.
Oh, if he does it, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
He ain't going nowhere.
Oh, like, it's a wrap. And not to mention the amount of money he's going to make.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a wrap. And I'm talking before he gets to his contract, if he has a great rookie season, a great sophomore season, the amount of advertisement dollars crazy that are going to come his way is going to be unbelievable.
Crazy. Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. And coming up next here, we are going to have a Monday tradition. The FSR IR, we report any issues, injuries, ailments from a long Cinco de Mayo weekend. And it's yours here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Ask me. I tell you. Ask me, I tell you. That's how. Gotta clap it. Yeah.
It's two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here.
Little twist in my head.
Coming up top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now, from the TireRack.com studios. One of the great scandals in the world of football in the NFL, revisited with a little bit of a twist. We'll explain why that is coming up here a little over 10 minutes from now on FSR. Before we get to the FSR IR, though, which is a Monday tradition, want to let you know and remind you that shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of it, be sure to check out that pod. Search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review it. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air.
After your sports weekend, happens. So it's time to get the FSR IR report.
All right.
I mean, Lee's on the IR right now, currently.
Lee, come on,
man. What are you
talking
about?
Lee, spill the beans. All right, what was this weekend entail? Because you sent over a video.
I sent over a lot of videos.
You did? Okay.
Only some we could talk about.
So you saw the band Sugar Ray this weekend?
I did see Sugar Ray this weekend at the, I could say it, St. Francis de Sales Fair. It's the best little fair in the valley. I go there every year.
Is it a school?
It looks like a nice stage. It doesn't look like it's cheaply done or anything.
Is it a school?
Good.
It is a school. It's a middle school. It goes all the way to eighth grade. I have a lot of friends who went to SFDS. They all played. I have good bands that played there.
Hold on a second.
Yes, go ahead.
You went to a middle school fair.
Yes.
And so did Sugar Ray.
there's like a whole lot of wrong there.
Hold on.
There's a whole lot of wrong.
What?
I go every year.
Was it a whole bunch of eighth graders, seventh graders, sixth graders there?
Yeah. They stay on the other side.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, they're in class.
I don't know, man. I don't have siblings. It's weird. I don't like kids.
They serve booze. You have a cup of some of the liver lube or what?
Dude, do they serve booze? They trough you.
This seems strange, man. This seems very strange, very odd to me.
Last year I walked home.
Did you see the alpaca while you were on your way?
Ow. Hey, Eddie, which part of that story do you find alarming?
Eddie's face is telling the whole entire story because I'm on the same page as him.
Is that Sugar Ray was playing in a middle school fair or that Lee
and his friends are there?
Honestly, I'm going Sugar Ray.
Surprising, right?
You might be right. Yeah.
What do you think they make for that gig? Like, how many people were there, Lee, if you had to guess?
They probably donate the performance.
They actually set a number. It's over 1,000 people. 1,000 people.
How much y'all paying to get in?
Nothing.
Yeah, he probably just did it to kind of prepare for a tour or something.
I don't know if his kids go there or he went there or whatever, but I think he's a regular there.
He's a regular at a middle school fair?
Yeah.
Is it the whole band or is it just Mark McGrath?
This band has been together for 10 years, so it's not the original Sugar Ray. But, I mean, they kill it. They rock it. They have a good time.
I mean, I'm showing they sold over 10 million records.
Yeah.
4 top 10 songs.
That's a long time ago.
Hundreds and millions of streams, tickets sold. I mean, they were one of the bigger bands on the planet.
I forgot how many bangers they had. They have some bangers, man.
Well, let's not get carried away here.
I mean, come on.
They definitely have spring break anthems, though.
You put it on, you're singing to it. I mean,
I'm not, personally, but...
You know it.
But that's what I'm saying, like... And apparently now middle school kids know it, too.
that was actually what we were talking about. It's like probably most of these kids probably don't even know.
Okay.
Now, what is on the menu, though? Is it just beer and wine?
They had everything. Of course, I went with my chili dog and chili fries. I had pizza. Pizza slice.
I mean, look, I'm not
an eight, chicken bowl. Mm. From the
your bowels are going crazy now.
They call it the Asian bowl stand. That's literally what it's called.
Do you have the ice machine in your belly right now?
You know how you ever hear an empty ice machine?
Oh, yeah.
You ever get scared when you're just like at home alone and you're like, what was that? It was the ice machine.
Yeah, but yeah, it was your belly.
Oh, that means that must mean I had a lot of ice earlier today.
No, that means you're out of ice, but you're full of you're full of it.
I mean, Lee. So yes. What drinks were at the middle school?
What did you drink?
Yeah,
everything.
Like what?
Everything.
IPA, easy breezy.
Anything hard?
No, they didn't have the hard. I had to have my flask on me for that.
So of course,
what was in your flask?
Tequila, dude. Oh, it's Cinco de Mayo. Come on, Doc.
Well, what was it? Was it brown? Was it blanco? What was it?
Oh, Reposado.
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 Okay. All right.
Lee brought a flask to a middle school fair with Sugar Ray playing.
With eighth graders walking around. Dang.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.